It's once again time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, I have a school district update, and joining me, I have Principal Chris Winfrey from Carbon High School. We're going to talk all things Carbon High School. We've got to discuss masks, registration. Believe it or not, yes, the school year's almost over, but it's time to register for next year. Graduation, and then a really quick construction update about a lot of stuff that's going to happen over the summer up there at Carbon High School. Principal Winfrey, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Dave.
So let's get right out of the gate. Let's start talking. How are things going up at Carbon High?
Great. We're doing well. It's been an exciting year, to say the least, and we've just had a lot of really positive support with everything going on. We're excited for the spring activities that are going on. We just had a prom not too long ago. It was an amazing event, so things are going really well.
And with that, you know, now and I thought that it had been covered enough, but you're saying that there's still some issues. You know, yes, the state has lifted the mask mandate, but that doesn't include schools.
No, it does not. So just as kind of by way of a reminder, I guess, for everyone, we realize that out in the community, when you go to stores and things like that, most likely you're not wearing masks anymore, depending on the stores. But in schools, we are still requiring masks to be over the mouth, over the nose, just like we've been doing all along throughout the year. That's a direct from the governor. The governor's office has said masks will stay in schools through June 15th, I believe. So for us, at least until the end of the school year. We know it's a little bit frustrating, and we recognize a lot of people aren't carrying masks on them anymore. So then when students are coming to school, they don't have a mask, and we're giving out a lot of disposable masks every day and going through boxes and boxes of those. So just encouraging students and parents, anyone who comes into the school, even if it's for a community event that's being held at the school, if it's happening in our building, we have to make sure that we're still wearing masks to keep everyone safe.
And make sure you do that. And you know what? It's, what is it, another month?
Yeah, we're looking at 6 weeks. And honestly, it's been such a great thing, because when you look at some of the schools around the nation who've had massive closures due to COVID outbreaks within the schools, we have been so tremendously blessed at Carbon and really within the school district that people have followed the mask protocol. We've been using sanitation and all those things, and we have yet to have any school closures due to COVID. So we want to keep that up through the end of the year.
And just keep doing what you've been doing. Let's talk about registration now, because once again, yes, as you said, 6 weeks left in the school year, but that means it's also time to start registering and getting ready for next school year. And you guys just had the eighth graders up there, and how did that go?
It was an amazing event. We had the eighth graders from Help Around Mount Harmon over to Carbon, and they were divided into groups, and they were able actually to go and meet with groups of teachers in classrooms just to hear about all of the different things that Carbon offers. I think they understand somewhat of some of the electives that we have, but we have so many different programs within our CTE pathways. They were able to learn about the honors and AP programs, college concurrent enrollment classes, the different options within PE and fine arts and different things like that. So it was a big success. We just want to say thank you to the Helper Mount Harmon administration and teachers and counselors for bringing the students up. And they should actually currently have lists of classes that they can choose from. And they can go online and they can actually begin selecting classes they might be interested in. And then as we do that with Carbon High School students, so we'll begin that process here within the next couple of days. Carbon High School students will be able to start selecting the classes that they would like to take as well. And hopefully within the next 3 weeks or so, we'll start getting our master schedule built for next year. I can't believe we're already to that point where we're looking at what's going to be there at Carbon next year. But this is that time of year, and we're excited.
It is. And speaking of that time of year, it's also that time of year for graduation. And you guys are going to be able to hold a graduation this year.
We are holding a graduation this year. And right now we're actually looking at a couple different options. We've sent out a survey to seniors to ask them what they would like. We're looking at the possibility of a more formal traditional graduation, maybe at the BDAC with limited numbers, a formal graduation at Carbon, maybe in the gym, again with limited numbers, or possibly even an outdoor graduation on the football field, or something similar to like we had last year with the drive-through graduation. So we're just excited we get to actually have graduation and that we have options to choose from. Last year, we were looking at pretty much nothing, and we were able to throw something together we thought was a great success. So something to put out to the community is we are going to have graduation this year. It may be a little bit different, but we're just excited for the chance to get students in, parents and families in and celebrate our seniors for getting through what will go down in history as probably the weirdest year ever in schools.
But you made it.
But we made it. We made it
through.
Knock
on wood.
That's right.
Knock on wood. All right. And then let's wrap up the last few minutes here and talk about construction that's going on up there. You said they're still flying through that building.
They are. Yeah. Hats go off to our construction crew. They are working like crazy. We've made a few more adjustments inside the building so they can start working on some things. But as of now, we are still on track to have the construction project finished and ready to go when school starts in the fall. With that being said, though, this is just kind of a reminder, I guess, that basically on May 30th, there will be pretty much no access to Carbon High School. Once school is out, we'll basically shut everything down. The new section of the building will be open. We'll be in the office. Our counselors will be in their new offices. But the parking lot's going to be demolished, so we'll have to create a different access way in. There won't be ways to drive around behind the building or parking or things like that, because they're going to be going through and just doing tons of work inside the building. Floors being replaced, so the halls will be ripped up, dust everywhere, new windows on the exterior. And so just lots of projects. So we're just asking for patience with students, parents, and the community as they try to come into Carbon. We're still planning on using the gym for open gyms and rec activities during the summer, but we'll have to have alternate access to get there. Same with the football field for, you know, summer football workouts and practices. We're going to have an alternate access way to get in there as well. But we're just excited. It's a small price to pay to have everything done in a significantly shorter amount of time than they anticipated. And it's going to look amazing. When the building is done, you'll walk in there and you won't even recognize it. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to feel and look like a brand new building. We're very excited.
Well, and that's a good thing. And we've talked about this, well, over since the last, you know, little while, is that they have found ways and made ways to be able to be done. I mean, were they really looking at being ready to go into the building this fall beforehand?
I would say realistically, we were, I think, anticipating 2 years, thinking possibly 3 years. I don't know that anybody had in the back of their mind that they could pull this off in just 1 year. But the crews have been great. The weather has held out. We've had a lot of success getting materials in a year where COVID has really hampered that in a lot of places. So it's just been amazing. And so the fact is, by fall of next school year, we should be ready to walk in the doors with a brand new building. It's going to be amazing.
That should be great. All right. Principal Chris Winfrey with Carbon High School, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely, Dave. Happy to be here.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.